have to talk to payroll about that.
I did, and they said,
Mel, we're going to need to go ahead and move you downstairs into storage B.
No,
we have some new people coming in, and we need all the space we can get.
But there's no space.
So if you could just go ahead and pack up your stuff and move it down there, that would be terrific.
I could stay. Excuse me. Yeah, I believe you have my stapler.
Stephen Root has been part of many hit shows, including News Radio, West Wing, and King of the Hill. Of course, he had the memorable movie roles in classics like Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?, No Country for Old Men, Office Space, Finding Nemo, and which fish was he?
You know? Well, one of the blowfish, I think, in Finding Nemo. He gets a ton of animation work.
Anyway, he recently said he's sick of talking about Office Space. I think that's what he said. So, whatever you do, don't bring up Office Space, okay? He's still trying to get over it.
He's done about 30 great projects since then.
Yeah, Office Space is it's like Vulcan ears to him right now. It's weighing him down, so let's not bring it up. Stephen is going to be hanging out with Jack Bauer in a 3-episode arc of 24, one of my favorite shows. March 8th, that's next Monday night, the 15th and the 24th. 24 airs Mondays at 9 on Fox. Okay, he's about to come on, so don't say anything about Office Space. Stephen Root, welcome to the Bob Rivers Show.
I was told.
Milton!
Hi guys, how you doing?
We're okay. Oh, we're sorry, but you're a cultural icon and a hero. We apologize.
Well, that's the best I could give you was the radio line.
Wonderful, yeah. Wonderful.
Let's see.
Funny thing is, that's probably the one movie you're in I haven't seen.
You haven't seen
no,
that?
No, I love it.
Dude, it's like the... That's so funny. It's the cubicle farmer's holy grail.
It really is. Yeah. It really is.
Well, you know, that when I met my wife, her girlfriends told her specifically not to watch that movie. Don't watch that movie. You won't want to go out with this guy.
Awesome.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. My brother brought it to me. And bought, like, copies for all his friends. He just wanted everybody to own it, to cradle it, and to have it.
I mean, I consider that a tribute to Mike Judge, who was really the mastermind behind that movie, I'll tell you. Yeah,
quite an amazing commentary. And now, with our, country in debt and society really not favoring the lowly hard worker anymore, is probably more true than ever.
Yeah.
But we didn't have you on today to talk about Office Space.
Pieces of crap.
Yes, we are.
No, sir. We brought you on to talk about News Radio and True Blood and Californication.
Yeah.
And
now let's talk about Katie Sackhoff, my girlfriend, but she doesn't know that she is.
Right on.
That's fantastic. So
I loved working with her on this 24 thing. It was great. We had such a good time, and I was a big fan of her Battlestar stuff. So
now I'm a huge fan of 24, but I'm a few episodes behind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'll tell you something about 24. It's one of those things. It's how can you say it's like crack cocaine without using the phrase crack cocaine?
I think that's about right.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to watch it no matter what happens or who's on it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's if it comes on the TV like an old great movie, you have to just stick with it.
Well, the first time I started watching it, the show was already a year or two old.
Right.
And so I got a DVD of an entire series, and about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I sat down with my wife and I said, well, I've heard this is good. Let's watch an episode. And the next morning at 5 a.m., she said, it'll still be there.
No, it's astonishing. I was the same way. I started watching in season 3, I guess. So I did it with 2 seasons worth.
All right, you've been there, yeah.
Yeah, man.
So to be on the show, exciting. A little, give us a little behind the scenes. What's it like shooting it? Is it fast? Or
it's like doing West Wing dialogue. You know, it's because I was on that a couple of years, and it's talk as fast as you can, and don't bump into the furniture while you're doing a walk and talk. But it's really, really fast paced. Even without, I didn't get a chance to work with Keith, or I would see him run by me in the hallways. But yeah, almost everybody. You just have to keep the pace up because it's shot in real time.
Yeah, you know? and you know, in action, it's got pace that some action movies have for only a portion of the movie.
Right,
and it's got that pace throughout the whole show.
Right, I remember I'm coming in. I think probably for the second episode that I did, Katie and I had a long dialogue thing where we were walking through CTU. And we did a rehearsal of it for the camera, and the director came back and said, "You did that so fast. We've got another minute left. You've got to slow down that walk and talk." But you're so inured to, you know, doing it quickly that we actually had to slow down a little bit.
Because, West Wing is great training for that sort of thing.
It is, indeed.
Well, I missed that show so badly.
Oh, so great. I mean, John Wells. The last 3 years of it were great. I mean, Aaron Sorkin's were certainly great years, but I think the whole thing was a great experience.
West Wing did everything, by the way. I mean, they did The Black President. Got it, you know, Ben. Didn't they do that? No, they didn't do The
24.
Black President.
That's 24.
Yeah. 24 did The Black President.
West Wing did the Hispanic President. Jimmy
West Wing did the Hispanic President. Right. They did everything. Everything I read about in Washington now is colored by episodes of West Wing I saw because it's the closest thing to a documentary that
yeah,
I have.
Prescient, I think.
Yeah.
The show was always well written, which is why you want to pick a project anyway, is because it's well written.
I wish our business was more like news radio. I love Jimmy James. I wish I worked for Jimmy James.
I tell you, we were so proud on that show that we'd done absolutely no research on radio before having done it.
You got to be one of the busiest guys. You always have a project going, be it a voice on a blockbuster Disney thing or a huge role on a network show. And Hollywood is such a land of the beautiful people. Now, I'm not saying you're not beautiful, but if I were sitting next to you at a bar, I would feel just like you're a regular guy. You might be an insurance salesman or something. What advice do you have for normal-looking people to break into
that
Hollywood?
They want to be
actors. Stay out of town.
It's not going to work.
No, it's the same as anything. It's just acting is acting is reacting. Hopefully, people will come with theater experiences, which is what I did. Theater for 12 years before I ever got on film or TV. So hopefully, people come in with a lot of theater experience, and then you're gonna have a better time of it.
Steven Root, very nice to talk to you. 24 March 8th, 15th, and 22nd, Mondays at 9 on Fox. Be well, sir.
Thanks, sir.
Bye.